So, Jim, you're a practicing clinician. When do you think genetic testing is most useful for a patient? When do they really benefit from it? And when do you as a physician think that genetic testing really helps the patient?
Yeah, like any medical test, we generally in clinical medicine don't do medical tests simply for curiosity's sake. You know, what people want is, whether they're coming to the doctor because of a sore throat or a cough or because of a possible genetic disease, they want information that's going to help them make decisions, help them get better, et cetera. So right now, the most appropriate use for genetic testing is when someone manifests symptoms or, say, an inheritance pattern in their family that says, gosh, there might be a genetic disease going on. And by defining that, by doing genetic testing and defining that, we can oftentimes really improve somebody's health. An example I would use would be most of the listeners have probably heard of BRCA1 and BRCA2. These are genes that when they have pathogenic variants in them, greatly predisposed to breast cancer and ovarian cancer. So a woman with a BRCA1 pathogenic variant will have a lifetime risk of breast cancer that is from 60 to 80%. Her risk of ovarian cancer approaches 50%. And knowing about that can help immensely because she can either undergo enhanced surveillance to try to catch the cancer at a much earlier and more treatable stage, or many women choose risk-reducing surgery, mastectomies like Angelina Jolie did, oophorectomies, that is removing the ovaries. So we apply genetics typically now in genetic testing when there's reason to think, A, that there's a genetic process or disease going on, or the person is at risk for something that we can act on. And sometimes that action is, as we just discussed, reproductive decision making. So even if we can't do anything about a really awful disease like Tay-Sachs disease, there are parents who wish to know whether a child that they're conceiving has Tay-Sachs or not. And then if you want, we can talk a little bit more about what the role might be in the future for DNA analysis of healthy individuals. That's not something we're doing a lot of now, but there's promise.
Let's take a tangent from that and ask the question, if you are part of a family and you are an adolescent, let's use the example of polycystic kidney disease for a moment. You know your parent had polycystic kidney disease. It's an autosomal dominant disease for the most part.
For the most part, yeah.
And do you want to know with genetic testing whether you're going to get polycystic kidney disease or not?
Right.
What do you tell the parent and the child?
Right. So when it comes to children and adolescents, we do genetic testing when the disease can have an impact on that individual during childhood. So for polycystic kidney disease, which can manifest in young people, it's oftentimes beneficial to know whether they carry a pathogenic variant for that disorder, because if they don't carry it, say dad has polycystic kidney disease and they have not inherited that pathogenic variant, they can dispense with the usual screenings we subject people to, ultrasounds and, you know, really, really careful control of blood pressure, etc. On the other hand, if they find when they're 17 years of age or 14 years of age that they are at risk for polycystic kidney disease because they've inherited dad's pathogenic variant, then they know, okay, I need to begin having renal ultrasounds. I might qualify for certain studies of investigational agents that show promise in stalling the disease or
it was just FDA approved. Tolvaptan was just FDA approved.
Okay, exciting. Yeah. So yeah, and that's actually highlights an important thing about genetics, and that is it's far from a static field. We tell the people we see, even when we can't help them right now or can't figure something out, that please stay in touch with us each year because, you know, there are new therapies being developed for genetic diseases. There are new genetic tests that can shed light. We oftentimes do tests on people who 3 years before there was no test available, and now we can tell them something important and tell them something.